I think ubulenkinga enkulu kakhulu sesingasakhulumeli yena imibono yakhe ngodaba lwe Obamacare Affordable Care Act noma udaba lwe abortion olokukhipha izisu. Iproblem yakhe enkulu kakhulu ukuthi ukhethwe nguTrump ngesikhathi lapho iAmerica ilungiselela ukuya ekhethweni. Sibonile ngo-2016 kukhona lapho kwashona khona omunye ujaji we-Supreme Court u-Obama esasengu-president. U-Obama wazama ukuthi afake ujaji lapho e-Supreme Court kodwa ama-Republican ayala e-Senate esithi wona cha njengoba sokwisikhathi sokhetho kuzomele umongameli omutsha ozokhethwa kube nguye ofaka lo muntu. So sibona i-double standard from ama-Republican.
Kulokucabangela phakathi kwama-Republicans ukuthi uBiden alubana ethe wanqoba ulakho ukwengeza inani labahluleli be-Supreme Court. Ubona kungenzeka lokho?
Ludaba oluzoba nzima kakhulu ngoba kuzofanele ukuthi i-constitution i-amend, kube le-amendment e-constitution evumela ukungezelela ilungu labantu abase-Supreme Court ngoba abahluleli laba nge-constitution kumele babe yitshiyagalolunye 9. So ukuthi baze babalansise njengoba isizothilta ke inkundla le ibe yi 5-4 right now ngoba sekuzoba la 5 ama conservative kube le 4 ama liberals ama democrats. So kuzohlupa kakhulu angiboni ukuthi uBiden nawo ama democrats ukuthi bazophumelela kukho lokho ngoba angiboni ukuthi then umbuzo uzoba kuzostopa nini ngoba kusho ukuthi kungangena upresident oli Republican athole ukuthi la inkundla isithiwe in favor of ama liberal la uzothi hayi nami sengisebenzisa okwemandulo abakubiza i-presidents lami sengizongezelela ke and then I think at the end of the day kuzogcina sekuyindlalo nje enganikezi amandla afaneleyo kunkundla ye-Supreme Court.